made you some
unsportsmanlike
content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike.
All right, the commissioner of his new fantasy baseball thing, I still think he's playing with us. I kind of feel like I'm being used here.
What do you mean?
In a weird way that Nick isn't being totally genuine with this whole, you know, loving of baseball. But hey, you do you. You know, I'm just here for the ride.
Baseball's great, John.
But don't disrespect my sport.
I'm not.
Don't disrespect my sport like Jack Mitchell disrespects softball.
He is really disrespecting that sport.
Oh,
that's
my
for
God.
Sure.
Oh.
Husker legend Jordan Larson is going to play pro volleyball in Omaha. Wait, this isn't for the Supernovas, but for the other pro volleyball league, League One Volleyball. Are we going to need The Rock to buy these two leagues and merge them like the USFL and XFL?
This was something we knew was coming, you know, this League One Volleyball concept, which is going to start in the late fall, early winter. The crazy thing is Jordan Larson is still going to hold her role as an assistant coach on the women's volleyball team. So there will be at least a little bit of overlap, and certainly whatever role she might have in recruiting or anything off season will be impacted. But man, we're just trying to get this professional volleyball thing off the ground, and now we have a second league that is coming online. And this is a great move for this Omaha franchise, because obviously, Jordan Larson's one of the most accomplished local volleyball players ever, and she'll be coming off an Olympics appearance more than likely. But there's got to be some way that these entities can merge so that the attention of this sport isn't divided in multiple ways, because there's only so many entertainment dollars to go around.
Yeah, there certainly is. I couldn't agree with you more. You're trying to grow it beyond just the college game, and I don't think that having multiple leagues is going to help, because I think that, honestly, John, it's going to lead to, like, confusion, right? Like, what's the better league? Which one should I support? Not to mention then the talent's going to get divided. It's not going to be even, you know? And I know that in the history of, you know, American sports, it's not like the NFL was always a behemoth, or Major League Baseball, you know, or the NL or the AL, right, was always this behemoth. Like, there have been moments in time where maybe allegiances could have been split. But now with so many entertainment properties out there, I really think that it makes it more difficult to get new fans.
CeeDee Lamb is skipping Dallas's voluntary offseason workouts as he awaits a new contract. Is this a big deal, or is it a burger full of a whole lot of nothing?
I would say it's somewhere in between. I mean, the vibes, John, out of Dallas are
so
bad
a beyond
right
burger.
Now. Yeah, there you go. It's a beyond burger. It's a beyond nothing.
Which
burger.
Are very welcome in the state of Texas, by the way.
Yes, they certainly are. Yeah, I'd say the vibes are pretty bad. That said, I followed this DallasCowboys.com writer yesterday, and he really wanted to emphasize in his tweet about what happened that these were voluntary. But it's like, yeah, he never misses, though. So yeah, I would say that it's something. I don't think it's like the biggest deal in the whole world, though. He wants a new deal. That much is obvious.
Well, NFL players use this all the time. You know, their ability to sit out, whether it's voluntary or involuntary workouts, has always been out there. I think Micah Parsons is also missing these, but
correct,
perhaps for different reasons. So, yeah, it's not. Listen, Dallas is going through some things that every franchise has to at some point when you've either backloaded some contracts or you've got one deal that's really, you know, weighing you down. You know, that's the thing about the salary cap, is it can put you in a bit of a bind. So I wouldn't go too far into all of this. There's still a lot of things that can transpire during the off season. You know, it's never great to have this kind of strife, but I guess it's better to have it on April the 16th than it is on August the 16th. So
sure,
we'll see how this whole offseason plays out. But it's very fascinating for how the Cowboys are going to proceed on a lot of different fronts.
Texas A&M safety Jacoby Matthews entered his name in the transfer portal on Monday, becoming the 19th scholarship player to enter the portal for the Aggies since November. How are we feeling about year one for A&M under Mike Elko?
typical growing pains. I mean, this is what's going to happen. You know, you have a new coach coming in. It's certainly a very different departure from what you previously had. And, you know, there's going to be guys who are going to explore these different options. So, you know, I would caution to use too much panic right now if you're Texas A&M, though. With Texas A&M, panic seems to come hand in hand because this is a program that has always seen itself as bigger than it actually is. But yeah, these are the typical growing pains, and now we'll see what Elko and his staff have to do as far as getting players in and the kind of culture he's trying to establish. Sometimes these can be good things, because not every player that you're inheriting is one who's going to be bought in or has a proclivity to buying in. So this can be a good thing with the portal as well, as you can weed out a bunch of dudes who just don't fit the kind of culture you're trying to establish from year one.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I mean, it's also just the cost of doing business in 2024, right? And like that players are able to move on. And so, you know, it's funny, John, to think about past years, generations of coaches who entered into a new job without like this having to happen. Like think of if Frank Solich takes over, you know, a dynasty Nebraska program today versus 1998, how many players decide to move on and not stay there because he's not Tom Osborne? We just saw this happen with Alabama, and I know that they ended up losing more assistants than Nebraska did in 1998, but I think that this is just what happens. I would say that the talent level is certainly dropping, though, across the board on Texas A&M. That said, if you have better coaching, I mean, it's not like this team has been an overachiever in recent years, so it wouldn't surprise me if they have a similar record to the ones that they've had under Jimbo.
Well, Josh, let's fast forward 6 years. What if today's current climate were around in 2004 when Bill Callahan took over? I think that's an even better example, because you had a complete culture shift away from Osborne to Solich than it was from Solich to Callahan. And knowing what Callahan was able to do with that 2005 class, if this current state of college football existed 20 years ago, I think there's a really good chance Bill Callahan completely remakes the roster in year one and maybe gets the jump start on an entirely better career. Because, you know, even though they got better in 05, they were better in 06, and there was a lot of hype going into 07, there was a lot of bad blood established early on. But if they come out of the gates firing and hit on all cylinders in 2004, the history of Nebraska football in the mid-2000s looks a lot different.
Well, yeah, and think about that year, John, because they only had 20 recruits that they signed, and they didn't bring in anybody out of the portal at quarterback because you couldn't do it back then. So you had to enter that season with Joe Daly and then, you know, Jordan Adams, among others, in that recruiting class. You're right. It completely changes the picture if he is able to come in and make over his roster, you know, much faster than he was ultimately able to do.
Well, Cubs first baseman Michael Busch set the franchise record by hitting a home run in his sixth straight game tonight.
I hope so. It'd be nice to break the record, but man, think about it. It is hard to hit home runs on back-to-back days, much less do it in five straight games. And the crazy thing is, he did it right off the jump. I mean, there wasn't no drama or anything. He did it right in his first at bat. It'd be cool if he broke this record. I love, you know, we talked about it earlier with Mike Farron. I loved this trade for the Cubs when they got him. Kind of took advantage of a roster glut that the Dodgers had. I'll be rooting for him tonight. But will I be able to see it live? That's the question.
I will say that he is unable to hit a home run tonight. I'm sorry, John. I just don't. It's hard to do. It's hard to hit a home run in that many consecutive games. By the way, his current odds right now on FanDuel to hit a home run, plus 400. So if you like him to do it, 4-1 odds. Those are pretty good.
It's the night some have been waiting for some reason. No, not the beautiful baseball games, but the dumb NBA play-in Tuesday game.
Wow.
Lakers, Pelicans, and Warriors, Kings. Who do you have?
Nick, thank you for asking. I don't appreciate the lead-up to this question, but I appreciate you asking nonetheless. Obviously, I'm going with my Lakers tonight versus New Orleans. There ain't no Jazz down there anymore, just Pelicans. Give me the Lakers. And then let's go with the Warriors. Let's go with two road teams tonight. John, do you agree?
Well, for the sake of the question that's coming up in two more questions, I hope the Pelicans win and the Kings win, because we need our Olympians to be well-rested in time for this summer.
Nice.
Nice. When the real playoffs start this weekend, the Bucks will likely be without Giannis, who is down with a strained calf muscle. They hope he
Giannis who? Which Giannis?
The only Giannis that plays for the Bucks. John.
Good answer. Good answer. I was hoping I would get a last name pronunciation, but go ahead.
Antetokounmpo.
Oh, pretty close. I'll give him a B+ on that.
No, he got it. I think he got it.
All right.
They hope he could be back for later in the first round series against Indiana. Are the Bucks in danger of getting bounced in the first round? Like basketball.
They are happy. They have to be happy right now, because once upon a time, when the NBA didn't care quite as much about money, the first round was only a 5-game.
Best of five,
but now it's best of 7, so it certainly gives them a fighting chance. Oh, by the way, did you hear this? Did you see this? Did you read about this?
Wow.
The Pacers won 4 of 5 this year in the regular season over the Bucks. So even now with Giannis out, you wonder if the Pacers should be the favorite. Go, Team McDermott. Let's go. Let's take advantage of this. Doug McDermott, Indiana to the finals. Come on.
Indiana to the finals? What?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Because that sounds horrible. They should
why
be nervous.
Why does it sound horrible? What do you got against Indiana?
I didn't really like them back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Boo-hoo.
What do you mean, boo-hoo? You're so obsessed with the Cowboys, and they
Indiana
haven't done diddly
squat. Indiana is basketball.
I don't care about that.
The only Indiana we should care about are the Fever. Go, Caitlin Clark.
By the way, I think they should be a little concerned, but I think the Bucks will take care of business ultimately, and they'll make it to the next round.
Nice. America's 2024 Olympic roster is full of olds. LeBron James, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant are on the team with Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, and Jason Tatum, among others. This enough to get it done?
I don't know, John. You know, they're going over to Paris. Oui. Incoming white flag joke from John.
Get to me a baguette.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, those players, the young players are pretty solid. But yeah, I don't know. The talent level with the foreign teams has gotten better and better. So I think America better watch out this summer.
Yeah, there could be an issue. Like I said, that's why we need the Lakers and the Warriors to get bounced from the playoffs, so Steph and LeBron can get healed up and, you know, feel better. You know, and Anthony Davis, he's going to be probably carrying a lot of the load, so he could use an early playoff exit. Will I watch? The answer is, of course, not.
And finally, Scott Van Pelt's popular podcast is back.
Folks!
He has signed on with the Manning Brothers Omaha Productions to host the pod. Josh, we know how much you've enjoyed the SVP pod, so say it with us. Thank you, Eli Manning.
Thank you, Eli Manning.
No, I will say
Thank
no such
you.
Thing.
You
it made
can't
me very
spell
happy.
Elite without Eli.
You know how happy it made me, John, to get in my car last night and to open up my phone and see that I had a brand new Scott Van Pelt podcast on my phone.
Brought to you by Eli Manning.
Yeah, I didn't realize until I clicked play that they were now under the Omaha Productions umbrella. I'm very happy it's back. I'm not happy that he's teammates with Eli. This is some gross garbage.
Well, if he's teammates with Eli, that means he's going to win the Super Bowl or two.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, it does. Eli, you know, it's all he does. When he gets to the Super Bowl, he wins.
Yeah, or he just doesn't win in the playoffs, period. I mean, talk about boom or bust.
Well, I'd rather boom or bust than not boom at all.
Yeah, I think we all would.
All right, what's for dinner's coming up next on 1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take 2 more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take 3 shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
Well, last night, everything at the Omaha Design Center was tasty. It was very good. Nice salad, a little short rib, the chicken breast. Great company.
You ate people?
No, I did not eat people. Of course not.
Well, you mentioned them in the same sentence as the food, John.
No, it was just great company. We had great, it was implied, we had great company, the Blue Jays basketball banquet.
Did you win any awards?
No, there were no awards. It was just a
so what, it's just people sitting around telling
stories? Well, no, Mac would interview the players, and there was a video, and folks getting thanked, and cocktail.
Did you get thanked?
Out.
Did anyone thank you?
Yes. Mac That's was nice enough to say... And John Bishop.
Wow. Mac did John that Bishop. Knowing that you own a UConn basketball shirt?
Great. Nick, tremendous point.
Always supporting the Big East. Always supporting
John, did you
the
mention
Big
what's
East.
For dinner tonight? You're just talking about yesterday. This isn't what did you do last night. That's not what this segment is called. It's called what's for
you
dinner.
What I had for dinner. That's what I had for dinner.
What are you having for dinner tonight?
I have no idea.
Wow.
Okay. I made some, last night I mentioned having some leftover wings. But I made, while I was eating, I was making some chicken thighs. So I'm going to have those tonight, along with, I don't know. I'm not going to have a whole lot of time. I'm going to see a movie tonight, so I got to get home and eat and then go to the movie.
Since we're mentioning what we had last night, it was Taco Bell. The Baja Blast was delicious.
Ah, pour that crap in the toilet, Nick.
Nope, it belongs in my mouth. Num, num, num. For tonight, rice, I guess. It's a rice night.
Rice night.
Yeah.
Man, Nick, you love rice.
I sure do.
All right, that's the Grum. Coming up on Wednesday, Mike Schaefer will join us. It is Dumb Debates. And who knows? Will we be recapping a baseball game? Will we be preparing or in the middle of a base? We have no idea.
Will we be watching a baseball game?
Will we be watching a baseball game? The mysteries of life.
Yeah.
There's many mysteries of life, and that is one of the many mysteries of life.
And then you'll randomly tell us what you had for dinner tonight for some reason.
Well, that's usually what we've done. We've talked about what we had dinner last night, and then we preview what we're having for dinner tonight.
Mm.
See you later.
Bye!
Bye!